Pellet member from Adelaide, Carolyn Jasinski, is doing a half lap of Australia in the motorhome, having left Adelaide a month ago and headed north for Darwin, where she found plenty to do, including a sunset cruise aboard the City of Darwin Cruises sailing vessel, Kuru.
Hi guys, it's Carolyn Jasinski, footloose around Australia. I'm doing about half lap. We've taken 4 weeks and finally got to Darwin. Love Darwin, there's so much to do. One of the best things we've done in our few days here is come on a cruise. Now I'm with Captain Jeff, we've called him. His name's Jeff, he's a great guy. He's the captain of the ship, the Kuru.
Yep, sailing vessel Kuru.
Sailing vessel Kuru, and we've just done a magical sunset cruise. It's taken about 3 hours. The time varies slightly depending on who's driving the boat. Is that driving the right way to, to explain
sailing,
it?
Driving, whichever way floats your boat.
This has been absolutely magical. It's one of, there are a lot of cruises you can do out of Darwin. All are no doubt wonderful, but this one is just so relaxing. And we're on this beautiful catamaran. So you're on this boat that is actually elegant and clean and spacious. And we've been sitting inside, we've been sitting outside, we've done a fabulous cruise. We've been through a lock, so lots of firsts for me. I haven't been through a lock before. But tell us all about yourself, Captain Jeff.
I'm just a local Darwin boy, not born, just bred. I've lived up here for 40 plus years and been sailing longer than I've been walking. And we're just a small family business that operates out of Cullen Bay in Darwin. We have sailing boats, which means that we turn our motors off and go for a relaxing cruise around the harbour. Love watching sunsets and animals and birds and getting a bit splashed with the waves. That's basically what I do.
It's a hard life. I tell you what, if I had an office like this, I think I'd work even harder than I do now.
Someone's got to do it.
I know, someone's you're a lucky one. So the day starts at about 20 past four and you head out of Cullen Bay. A lot of the other cruises go from the waterfront. This one's slightly different, but it's very easy to get to Cullen Bay.
And we've got pretty good access as well. We've had people in wheelchairs getting on quite easily with a little bit of a small amount of lifting up over the side of the boat.
Yep.
We had a family group out that we did a two-boat tie-up with our sister vessel, Cherry Pie, and had quite a few people on board. And, we enjoy just taking people out and introducing them to sailing, basically.
So when we leave the harbour, we go through the lock. Now, that's interesting. It's a safe way of getting us out of the harbour into the open ocean.
We have a large tidal range inside Darwin Harbour, which means that the tide can be from 0 to 8 metres at different times of the lunar cycle. So the lock is here to keep a nice lagoon with beautiful houses and lots of keeled yachts in a safe little confined area where we don't have to worry about the tides moving so much. And we've just got a basic little lock system. It is probably the second oldest lock system in Darwin. And we're around Fanny Bay, not far from where the Middle Beach markets are and the casino are, and we just head straight out and go and put up our sails and go for a bit of a jaunt.
It's a lovely feeling when you're out there. We're motoring along and then everything just becomes really quiet, and then Captain Jeff gets very heavy-handed and hoists the sails himself. I've told him he should offer it as a job for people on board, see who can do it. But I don't think anybody could manage it quite like you do.
Everyone that I've given the rope to pull up the mainsail has always struggled. A few people aren't too bad. Some of those young strapping lads that spend a lot of time in the gym.
It's a fabulous trip, though, because it gives you a whole new perspective of Darwin. I've seen a lot of it from the land. But when you get out on the ocean and you look back, it's a beautiful skyline. And then you're surrounded by what looks like islands, but a lot of it's quite a lot of it is the mainland, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't actually see too many islands inside Darwin Harbour, which is the main area of operation, where we do have one or two up some of the tidal estuaries, but generally we're in a area that's somewhere around 2.5 times the size of Sydney Harbour.
Wow.
And we just go from one side of the harbour to the other, and it does look like an island. It kind of is, if you call Australia an island.
It's got a lovely island feel.
But it is just a really vast harbour with a really wide opening, and it just gives us a lot of freedom to go sailing on the good days when there's lots of wind and go on. See if, as much as we can.
Yeah, well, last night we were at Mindle Markets and we saw the sunset from the beach. Today we got to see Mindle Beach from a different perspective. Beautiful. Yes. We saw the East Point as well.
East Point as well. And we went past, we went over towards Mandorah on the western side of the harbour.
Yep.
All the other features are over on the eastern side of the harbour. And, you know, tried to sail off into the sunset for as long as possible before we had to turn around and come back.
Oh, it was magical. The sunset, they turned it on. I'll tell you what, it was another beautiful one. We had people on board celebrating birthdays. We had work colleagues together. We had people some like other, me just mooching around.
Some other travelling couples in caravans that are heading around Australia and heading off to the west to investigate other parts of the vast continent that we live on.
That's right. They're having a great time. So, and then when we come back in to Cullen Bay, it's beautiful. It's peaceful. There's restaurants are all lit up. It's such a lovely area to come to. So it's a great place to launch from. Great place to return to. People have got off the boat now and some are heading for dinner.
Yes, that's right. It does get a little bit more hustly and bustly over the weekend, obviously, because there are a lot of locals going out to dinner and enjoying being close to the water and looking at boats as they dine and drink wine and eat oysters and all those kind of crazy things that you do when you're,
on holidays.
Well, even when you're not on holidays.
Even the locals, yeah.
Just on your days off.
So we've done the sunset cruise, which was drinks and nibbles. You do dinner cruises as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do barbecue meals on the back of the boat. A lot of people tend to go for the nibbles cruise because we do come back close to the restaurants.
Right.
But we do get a lot of people pre-booking through Flight Centre and other booking agents that will go for the dinner cruises. Obviously, we try to mix and match to whatever the people require for the event. We do private charters when we get bigger birthday parties and
weddings.
And other hens parties and crazy shenanigans that happen. generally, we're all about having a good time safely on the water and enjoying some beautiful sights of nature.
That's beautiful. So if people want to contact you, the best way to do it is?
Probably via our website, cityofdarwincruises.com.au. We do have some phone numbers as well. 041, I never call it.
That's right.
I just hit the name. it's on our brochure and our webpage.
Go for the website.
Yeah. But in my phone it says Les, so I don't know. I just hit that button and I get connected.
And is this your boat?
My family owns the business and the boats. And we've been sailing for a long, long time, but commercially operating tourism in about 15 years, on and off out of Cullen Bay. We did operate out of the wharf area before everyone else moved to the wharf, and then when everyone left Cullen Bay, we came back to Cullen Bay.
Because
we like to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
We don't follow everyone in the same traditional lines that they seem to go from the wharf. Because they all race into Fanny Bay to see the sunset. And on the good days, we can actually go to the wharf and get the sunset all in the same day under sail. So,
It's been a magical day. Thank you very much. Thanks
for your time. My pleasure. Anytime.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.